This is probably the most advanced planning that you'll have had to do in quite a while because of the impact of the SEC. Would that be right?
It is that, and combine a few construction projects that are going on, most notably the Wilburn Road Grade Separation Project, right kind of smack dab in the middle of the campus there at Wilburn and Old Main, which will cause some post-game traffic issues. So we've the meetings that we and traffic plans that we put in place a number of years ago at TxDOT, City of Bryan, City College Station, we call it the Go the Green traffic plan, made some modifications to that to try to keep people away from that choke point.
And, in fact, this will come on the heels of Northgate to getting completed, so at least you have a break there with University getting finished. How long does TxDOT expect the snag there to Wellburn and Old Main?
That project has another year. It is scheduled to complete about a year from now, so summer of August of 13. So it'll impact this whole football season, but it's scheduled to be finished before next.
So with that in mind, what is the advice going to motorists, particularly those in Bryan College Station who may be used to typical paths, their favorite routes to get to games in the morning or the afternoon or the evening? Their routine's going to have to change.
I think getting to the game, people trickle in. There's typically a rush about an hour, between 1 and 2 hours pregame. There's a little bit of a rush, but pregame traffic flows pretty well. It's postgame, obviously. Game's over, everybody wants to leave exactly the same time, and so the challenges are more significant there. And the plan has been modified a little bit to try to avoid the impact of Wellburn Road. So turning traffic from West Campus southbound on Wellburn, coming out of the garage, West Campus garage and things like that, to push people south, and the traffic that is on Wellburn to push it north past University. So that's one of the biggest changes in the post-game traffic plan, is that northbound Wellburn traffic will not be able to turn eastbound on the University. They'll be pushed north on Wellburn, and then once you can get, make your choice, like up at Villa Maria, for example, it's one of those things. Sometimes it's easier and faster to go north to get south, because of the volume of traffic. University is very heavy, as it always has been, and it'll only be that much heavier. So actually using Wellburn to go north and then hitting Villa Maria or even further up to circle back around is going to be a quicker way to go.
Visiting with Peter Lang at Texas A&M Transportation Services. It also reemphasizes the point that I've talked in the couple of years that I've lived here with law enforcement people who almost plead sometimes just to soak in the post-game experience and just don't bother planning to leave for maybe 30 minutes or an hour.
Yeah, that's great advice, Bill. And as long as you don't probably extend your tailgating fun, where you might get yourself in a drinking and driving situation, but just to chill out and relax and let some of the traffic dissipate around you is probably great advice.
In fact, in the news release that y'all sent, does include information about tailgating. Are the rules pretty much the same this coming season?
They are pretty much the same. I think that the only interesting and new thing that's happening that the university is doing through athletics is a reserved tailgating area. They've partnered with a company that's actually out of Alabama called the Tailgate Guys, and they do a turnkey tailgate setup in varying levels of tent and chairs and fully catered. And so that'll be kind of an interesting new twist. They'll use part of Simpson Field and Duncan Field for that. And it's kind of an extension of the corporate tailgates that they used to do over near the athletic sled fields, but can be available to you and I.
Is there any difference in the number of parking spaces, be it reserved or general public?
Well, with the influx, with the change to the SEC, we're expecting a bigger influx of fans. The ticket allotments are bigger for all the SEC schools than they were for the Big 12 schools. And we have expanded our public visitor game day parking options on West Campus by going back in time a little bit to something that we used to do for 4th of July a number of years ago, and we'll be parking on the grass out in Research Park. So we've expanded our inventory by about 1,700 spaces out on West Campus using the grass field. We've had it mowed again yesterday, and we'll be out there striping it in the next couple of days, getting it ready for Saturday the 8th.
Which sort of segues into how will you all make changes regarding transporting people who park out in the hinterlands to get them to as close as Kyle as possible?
Well, we have a pretty comprehensive on-campus shuttle system to circulate from the visitor lots that are kind of not in that close proximity ring that's real easy to walk to. So it's the lots by the Bonfire Memorial and out by the Vet School and out by the Bush School. We'll have shuttles that get you a little bit closer to Kyle, in addition to a disability services shuttle that runs out from the Bonfire Memorial and drops off right on Joe Route in front of the zone, which is a great option for any mobility impaired fans as well.
Visiting with Peter Lang, the Executive Director of Texas A&M Transportation Services. In addition to on-campus, I just think the neatest thing that you all do is provide the shuttle service in Post Oak Mall.
Yeah, Get to the Grid, our free game day shuttle is was popular the first year that we started it, and continues to be a great way to get to the game. It runs 3 hours pregame and 1 hour postgame, so you can ride it over, hit all the fan zone activities, core march in, and everything else, and then game runs during the game as well, and then 1 hour postgame. We put an awful lot of buses on it so that it runs efficiently, and it's set up to get you to campus and get you back to the mall in a very efficient manner. Very popular, even for folks that aren't going to the game, just want to come over and see fan zone or see the core march in or something like that. It's a great option.
And there's no charge, correct?
It is free.
Can't beat the price.
It is.
And you certainly can't beat the service either.
Thanks. Yeah, no, it's a great service. And, of course, the student drivers, and they're all having fun and enjoying the game day experience as well. And it's kind of neat, too, because we do see it's one of the places that you see a real concentration of visiting team fans. So if you're ever out at the mall or where they drop off on campus, you usually get to see some of the visiting team folks, and they're always fun to poke a little fun at and talk them up a little bit about their experience in town.
I should have asked this earlier in the context of the road construction going on, because there had been on-campus construction on Joe Route and elsewhere related to the MSC. How does that impact what y'all are doing?
The last section of Joe Route, which is the portion between Houston and Throckmorton, or between Coldus and Rudder Tower, will open up next week. So it'll be ready for game day.
And so no difference in your bus routes there, then?
No, it does make Joe Route, that section of Joe Route, becomes one way. But on game days, it was closed anyway. So from our perspective on game day, the whole street's been closed for fan zone for a number of years, including portions of Houston Street. So from a game day perspective, it's not any different. But we're excited about getting it open to be able to use for our regular transit routes.
What else have I missed?
That's pretty good. We're calling that new big grass parking field Fan Field, so we're going to label that Fan Field. And when we talk about that big area out there by the Bush Library and Fan Field.
Wrapping up with Peter Lang, the Executive Director of Texas Transportation Services, the Help Wanted sign is out, literally on the buses.
We are always hiring drivers. We actually have some budgeted positions available, which are full-time positions that are available currently, and we're always hiring student drivers. Hire throughout the year and train throughout the year, and at transport.tamu.edu, you can click and see the link to all of our job openings. But, we're always hiring drivers. There's no doubt about that.
Is there anything else from the general day-to-day operation that listeners would benefit knowing about here as the school year gets underway?
Oh, we always like to remind everybody here is yesterday when Blinn starts, A&M starts, both ISD starts, that hectic time. Traffic, if you were out and about yesterday, was crazy around campus. I haven't seen 2018 that backed up in a while, and certainly Wilburn was very backed up, and that usually only lasts a few weeks, and routines get settled into, and folks aren't spending quite as much time on campus, and things get pretty back to normal pretty quick.
Patience.
A little bit, but goes a long way.
Peter Lang, the Executive Director of Texas A&M Transportation Services, the website transport.tamu.edu for more information about how to get around and where to park or not to park as you go to the Aggie football game at Kyle this Saturday. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.